Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So July is always a reflective month for me. I've shared this on some of the videos on Grace Lily, because there's so many events that are essential, prominent in my own life or ministry or the life of my family. So it's the birth of my last niece, right? No more nieces and nephews coming. Kind of a real mark, right? Hopefully there'll be some great nieces and nephews sometime, right? Also the birthday of my father. And of course, it's my priestly anniversary. So there's a lot in July that's very reflective. Of course, the month of July itself lends itself to reflection for any of us. It's the middle of the summer. Because of the heat, whether we like it or not, things just go slower, right? And with that, we could take an opportunity in order to reflect on our life, our discipleship. Where are we in terms of our relationship with the Lord? How are we serving our neighbors and reflecting God's love to them? And of course, the one event in July as well that we have to note is the anniversary today, July 13th. Does that resonate with your hearts? It does for me. July 13th, 1917, Our Lady, so beautiful, so benevolent, so kind, so loving, so gentle, took the three children of Fatima to hell. And she let them see it. Scared the children. Scared them terribly. They begged Our Lady, how could anyone come to this place and to be here forever away from God? It provoked the children so much that they begged Our Lady, help us, please. What must we do to never go to this place? And Our Lady said simply, draw close to Jesus. Stay close to him. Pray the rosary. Fast. Love others. And of course, little Francesco, it's a child, asks Our Lady, will I ever come to this place? And she says to him, you got to pray some more rosaries. Okay. You imagine the Virgin Mother of God telling you, and especially if you're at such a young age, that the jury's still out, right? And yet I suspect if we were honest, perhaps such an answer would be given to most. To imagine the reality of hell. I know it's not very popular to talk about hell these days, right? And there's so many Catholics, we are told by Pew Research, who don't believe in hell. Then what do you think this is all about? Why do you think the divine Son of God took on human flesh, suffered his torturous passion, if there's no hell? What, was he bored in heaven, decided just to come and check it out? Huh? Do you think that was just all for nothing? St. Paul warns us about our capacity to strip the cross of its richness. The reason why the Son of God suffered his passion and died on the cross was to ransom us, save us from the reality of hell. For it is real, and it's forever. Just the thought is very disturbing. Again, I warned you, July can be a time for reflection and for us to consider, where are we in terms of our relationship with God? Are we allowing his grace to work within us? Every July 13th, if not at other times, I make sure that I give a personal reflection on the reality of hell and the very real capacity that I, Jeff Kirby, could go to hell. And I am immediately, in the midst of that reflection, filled with that question that was asked first by the rich young man, Lord, Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And then echoing those three young seers of Fatima, what do I have to do? And Our Lady gives an answer, echoing the answer of her divine Son. Love God above all things. Follow his commandments. Humble yourself before God. Allow for the workings of his grace. Defend the vulnerable and the weak. Pray and fast. Receive the sacraments. Dear friends, the lists go on. We know this. This is the way of the Lord Jesus. We could summarize it by simply saying, love God and follow him, obey him. But that's a very unpopular answer nowadays. Because oftentimes people will say, I want to do what I want. Live the way I want. Change reality to be what I want it to be. And of course, this is indulged by a society that has forgotten reality. And has forgotten the eternal realities of heaven and hell. So today, dear friends, if you were to ask yourself, ask that haunting question. What would happen if you were to open your eyes into eternity and find yourself in hell? And realize that is a very real possibility. In fact, so real that the Son of God died in order to ransom us, give us the opportunity by his grace to not go there. And the Virgin Mother of God felt it necessary to take three children to hell in order for them to understand the severity of her warnings and the consequences of what would come if we neglected it. So ask yourself that hard question. But then immediately console yourself, inspire yourself, allow the Holy Spirit to work within you with the answer given to us. For we decide by our lives, by whether or not we will say yes to grace, whether we will open our eyes into eternity and find ourselves among the blessed, or to open our eyes and find ourselves among the damned. But the capacity or the thought that somehow that could not happen, or people don't go to hell, or hell is not real, is an utter, utter offense to charity and a direct violation of every teaching of the Lord Jesus. And as a stripping of the cross of its richness. Do you realize, dear friends, no one spoke more of hell than the Lord Jesus? No one. In all the scriptures, over 90% of the references to hell in the scriptures are by the mouth of the Lord Jesus. And he did that because he understood the reality of hell and what it meant for someone to go there. And he literally did everything he could, even to the point of a torturous passion and death, in order for us to have the possibility of not going there. And yet people think simply because they deny the place, it doesn't exist. So this July, we have to let ourselves be reflective. We have to ask the hard questions. And if nothing else, we have to allow the reality of hell to wake us up. What is the Lord asking of us that we are not doing? What are we doing that is in violation of what he has told us not to do? Just remember, dear friends, how many people will wake up and find themselves in hell because of sins of omission? The good that we were called to do, but failed to do. Lord, Lord, when did we see you hungry and not give you food, or see you thirsty and not give you drink? When were you sick and we not visit you, or in prison and we did not console you? When you failed to do it to the least of my brothers, you failed to do it to me. Right? Imagine the shock of those souls. But we lived a good life. We followed your commandments. And the Lord says to them, no, you didn't, because you failed to do the good that I called you to do. As we celebrate this Eucharist, let's ask the hard questions. Today, the Lord warns the cities where he did marvelous deeds. Today, on this feast day, Our Lady once again warns each of us. Hell is real, dear friends, and we don't belong there. We were not made for hell, but God will respect our freedom. And there are many among us who choose hell. Let's not make that choice. Let's fly to the mercy of God and ask for the help of his grace, to cover ourselves unto the mantle of his mother and to ask for her intercession, and to follow the way of the Lord Jesus and generously obey him.